So this is an excerpt from Jeffrey Barsh of MarketWatch on the economic report. So amid the biggest stock market plunge in decades, Americans apparently reduced spending in December by the largest amount since the economy exited recession in 2009. Consumer spending sank 0.5% in December, the government said. The decline was a touch higher than the MarketWatch forecast. Consumers spend less on new cars and trucks, likely because of discounts and other specials. And they also spent less on electricity and gas. So the decline in spending wasn't entirely that bad. The drop-off in spending was not a big surprise, given a sharp decline in retail sales in December, but it overstates the weakness in the economy at year-end. Other reports, such as fourth quarter GDP, suggest U.S. didn't slow quite as dramatically as the spending figures suggest. The December report also contains some quirks that raise questions about how accurately it reflects the economy at year-end. One of the quirks, the saving rate soared from 6.1% to 7.6%, an atypically large increase. What contributed to the jump in savings was a 1% increase in personal income that was the biggest since 2012. Income growth was padded by a few unusual factors unlikely to be repeated soon. The federal government boosted farm subsidies, a move meant to protect against China's reaction to U.S. tariffs, and software developer VMware issued a special $11 billion one-time dividend. Incomes fell 0.1% in January, the latest report long delayed by the partial government shutdown. It includes income figures for both January and December, but just the spending figures for December. Inflationary pressures, meanwhile, were muted again. The 12-month rate of inflation slowed to 1.7% in December from 1.8% as measured by the Federal Reserve's preferred PCE gauge. The core rate that excludes food and energy was flat at 1.9%. Big picture here, the U.S. economy clearly slowed towards the end of 2018, but unlike consumer spending in December, it did not fall off a cliff. By and large, 2018 was a strong one for consumers, though. Personal incomes rose 4.5%, the most since 2015, and that helped spending increase by the largest amount since 2000.